Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this Encore show, Darren and I are blessed to tell you that the angels of God have your back. Hebrews 1:14 tells us that they are ministering spirits sent forth to render service for the sake of those who inherit salvation. That means that God sends his angels, who are ministering servants, sent to help you when you call out to him for help. Just as they comforted Jesus in the wilderness and in the Garden of Gethsemane, they are here to help you and comfort you. Now let's join the program.
And usually when I talk about angels, somebody will challenge me, well, you can't, how can you send those angels around? Well, Hebrews 1:14 says they're all ministering servants sent out to perform service for those that inherit salvation. Now, salvation is an inheritance. So if you're born again, you have every right. Plus, I believe you have a responsibility to use those wonderful angels, because they're mighty in strength. As it says in the Old Testament, they're mighty in strength, performing the voice of the word. And as you're speaking, for example, the word over your children of health, they're going to begin to carry that out for you. And if you lose something, use them. Put them to work. If I think that they know where something is and I've forgotten where it is, or I've lost it or misplaced it, I send them out there on a regular basis. Why tear your hair out in frustration and saying, how in the world, where can I find my car keys? Where can I find, you know, something that you really, really need? And I'm saying that that's one way to find it.
And when you really give it over and say, angels, go forth and find this, it's like you give it over to them. And we are in deep respect of angels. And we honor God. And we can also realize that in respecting these wonderful messengers that God has given to us, that they will go forth and find it. We're not telling them like... some people think servants, you're talking to them like a horse or a cow or something that works in the field or, but that's not the way
we have great respect for them.
That's right.
Now listen, folks,
that's
we
right.
don't pray to them and we don't worship them.
That's right. Absolutely. I agree.
Now let me repeat that. We don't pray to angels and we don't worship them, but if they're around, and they are, well, if they can help you, and they're so fast and so intelligent, I mean, they'll go to work for you. But think about that. These are servants for you. And I tell you, I love the study of angels in the Bible. In fact, we have four tape series called Angels Among Us, and it's $28. It will bring you some great information about the angels that are all around us. In fact, the Bible talks about the great cloud of witnesses that surround us. I believe in part those are angels. I really do believe that. So, I mean, there's something for you. If you've got a question about that you want to call us, here's a toll-free number for you. 1-866-917-7256. And we'll try to take your phone call when you call in.
Well, we don't pray to St. Peter, and we don't pray to St. Jude, and we don't pray to Mary.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
There's one that we pray to, and that's our Father, who art in heaven. And that's the prayer that Jesus taught the apostles, and he said he wanted us to pray in that manner, not that same prayer all the time, but in that manner, praising God at all times and honoring him and thanking him.
And your code there, if you want a code word, is Jesus. And that's the way you get to the Father.
That's right.
Through his son Jesus. That's the only way you can get there, by the way. You can't get there worshiping trees and rocks and nature. You might be a very good person. You know, you like nature, and I do too. You know, I was born in the mountains of Colorado. I absolutely love mountains and rivers and streams and, you know, all of this kind of stuff and the green foliage and, you know, and the fall of colors. But that's not where I worship. I worship the creator of those things. And you may be, like I'm saying, you may be a very good person, but you need to know Jesus. You need to know Jesus. And when you come to Jesus, God gives you a brand new nature. It's called the nature of eternal life. And I like that. That's what you got to have to win in this dirty world. There's a lot of pressures out there. Here's the number again. And some of you are trying to carry burdens that you shouldn't carry yourself. you know in your heart of hearts, and let me hit you straight, because I'm a guy that shoots from the hip. Lay down your pride. Make the phone call. Maybe we can help you with your deal. And one of the wonderful things about this program is it's not just Darren and Barbara praying for you, but thousands of people are listening across several states. We have seen mighty miracles by praying over the air. And I have seen God heal people of cancer, of myasthenia gravis, a very rare nerve disease. Most of you never heard of it, and I certainly have heard of it, can't spell it. Myasthenia gravis, we've seen God heal AIDS. We've seen him heal kidney problems, take away kidney stones, gallstones, just to name a few. But see, God is not limited, folks. He's not limited. I mean, there's nothing that he doesn't understand how to fix. Let me put it that way. So if you need some help today, if you'll give us a call, here's a toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256. I'd love to talk to you.
I have no health problems, Darren, but I still need the Lord every day.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Well, no, you know what you're talking about there is divine healing should bring us divine health. And
yes.
When you learn
the
health package, so to speak, I'll put it kind of in secular terms here, when you learn God's health program, then you're not going to be having the oohs and the owies and all the pain and all that stuff, because you're going to walk above that. Why do we have to learn to compensate and live with pain? And
well,
have the medicine cabinet, quote unquote, and we should probably call it something else. But we shouldn't have a closet full of painkillers.
I believe we give into this in our mind, Darren, with small things. When I went to jury duty last week, the situation in which we deliberated for 2 days was such, and we all agreed, this should never have come to court, this should never have bogged down the court system, this should have never come to this point where this should have been taken care of in a family counseling session, that kind of thing. And it went to court instead. Now, people nowadays, they just run to the hospital, the emergency rooms, the doctors, when there's an owie. We were talking about that last night, how people run to the things in society, the government institutions, and that only is, they think that they're getting something for nothing, and they really aren't. That's costing them more taxpayers' money to do that. We were talking about the time that I got food poisoning. Now, the average person would probably run to the emergency room because they're on fire. There's this thing going all over in their body and distorting their whole facial features. And Darren, instead we prayed. We prayed. And it took a week. It took a long week. But we prayed and God healed me totally. Well, I think sometimes people rush too much to these government institutions. They truly do.
I couldn't agree more.
I don't believe that we should be bogging down our emergency rooms, our hospitals, with just ordinary pain. I remember one time this kid hit me in the arm. I know it was broken. I went home. I was hurting really badly. I had even fainted. And my mom wrapped it, and I didn't use it for 2 weeks, and off we went again.
You still have a crooked leg, right?
I still have a crooked arm. No.
Okay.
I
let's,
do,
let's take this phone call. When we come back after this call, I want to talk some more about that food poisoning incident. Hi, Ethel.
Hi, Darren and Barbara. Hi. This is the first time I've called you.
Well, I'm glad you called.
I've been listening for a long time, but most of the time when I listen to you, you're not live, so because I forget about the time element of your live program. But anyway, here I am. It's interesting. I find it very fascinating about the angels. I've never heard it presented that way before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, about calling on the angels.
Sure. Well, you see, they're around, and when the Lord says they're servants, well, the reason you have a servant is you want them to do something for
mm-hmm.
you. And, you know, when I lose something, I just get so agitated that I, for example, I can't find my car keys or... You know,
talk
whatever.
About agitation. I'm a blind person.
Are you?
And I hate to drop things. Oh, I hate that. Now, there I am, trying to find it.
But, you know, the angels could speed up the time of recovery in an amazing way for you.
Yeah. Now, when I call on them, should I say angels of God? Because there's bad angels out there, too.
Well, see, if you go in Jesus' name, the wicked angels or the wicked spirits are not going to answer. So you could pray, you could say like this. For example, let's say that you drop a pencil or something that you want. Or maybe in your case, it wouldn't be a pencil. Maybe it's a spoon. Maybe you're trying to... Do you cook for yourself?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's say that you drop a spoon that you want to stir some pudding with or something. and you drop it on the floor, and you not having sight, you want to find it.
Right.
So you could say, in the name of Jesus, I ask you angels to find that spoon, show me where it is, and they'll do that.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That sure would. Well, they must guard me when I'm out, though.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
They guard all of us, even us with sight. We need angelic protection.
Yeah.
Now, do you take city transportation, or how do you get around?
I do. I have a guide dog.
Okay.
And I travel that way with her. And, yeah, I can take city buses.
All right. Now, here's what I would do if I were you, because your dog has to be your best friend.
Mm-hmm. She
right?
is.
What's her name?
Feda.
All right. If
F-A-Y-D-A.
I were you, I would pray like this. I'd say, in the name of Jesus, I ask you angels to guard my dog and me when we go to town or wherever we go, and to take care of her, take care of me, and keep us safe. And the Lord can do that through those angels for you.
Oh, that's beautiful. I know Jesus is my Savior too.
Good. But you know, He wants us to use those things He left behind for us. He doesn't want us to just stumble around, you know.
Right.
That's right.
And I have a Braille Bible. I have it recorded on tape too, so I
can. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ethel, if you'll leave your name and your address, we will send you an angel, 4 tapes on angels, and you can learn more about them. Would you like that?
Oh, I would.
Okay.
I'm on a fixed income.
This is a gift from us to you.
That's great.
4 tape series on angels.
You know,
right?
Ethel, I had a blind uncle when I was a little kid, and he died when I was about 10. But his name was Jim. We call him Uncle Jim, and we loved him dearly. And, of course, we'd play the games, you know. Well, which part of the room do you think we're in? I was thinking about him just yesterday.
Oh.
And here you call in today. So that's wonderful.
Well, I've been wanting to call in, but like I say, I hear your pre-recorded broadcast.
Oh, we don't do that very often, so.
Well, no. Do you listen at 5:30? Is that what you mean?
5:30 or 10:30 at night.
Yes. Well, good. Well, I'm glad you did that.
Yeah, we can only work a half hour a day here, see.
Well, God bless you. And leave your name with Jeff, all right?
Okay.
And your address.
Nice talking
to you, Ethel.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold now. Don't go away.
Okay.
And what kind of dog do you have?
She's a yellow lab.
We were just
talking about that the other day, too.
Oh, wow.
Well, now, what's the dog's name again?
Feda. F-A-Y, like Faye, and then a D-A.
It's
a Swahili name.
Feda.
Really? Okay.
Well, it means helpful guide.
All right, you be watching for your mail, and we'll get those tapes out to you.
Oh, very good.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you.
Hold on. Okay, we got another call coming in from Thornton, Colorado. Let's take it. Esther, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
How are you guys?
Wonderful.
Okay, I have one question.
All right.
I've been asked to pray for a lady that wants to give her baby up just because it's not going to be a boy.
All right.
And I don't know. I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to ask for.
Well, you know, if she doesn't feel good about having a boy, maybe she should give the baby up. Does she have other children?
No.
Is she a single mother?
No. She's married.
Okay. What does her husband think?
What?
What does her husband think about that?
I don't know her husband. My daughter-in-law works with her, and she comes home and she says, "Let's pray for her." And she wants to give up her baby.
How far along is she in her pregnancy?
8 months.
Well, you know something. Many times, mothers get really mixed up at that point, and when they see the baby, they want to keep the baby.
Well, that's what I told her, but
sure.
I feel bad that I didn't have any words.
Well, I think, you know, sometimes, do you have a prayer language?
Yes.
Well, pray in the Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit take care of it.
But my daughter-in-law doesn't have one yet.
Well,
pray by yourself.
I know, but you're the one that's praying.
Okay.
So I would pray that way and just ask God to give this mother that's praying, give her wisdom, give her desire to accept the child that God has put inside of her womb.
Okay.
And I believe it'll work out.
Okay.
Let's pray right now.
Thank you.
Father God, we lift up this person we don't even have a name for. We don't have a name for this baby yet. But Lord, you're the one that gave that little guy his life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whether he was conceived in love, by accident, or by planning, we just thank you for his little life. And Lord, we ask that now, as the mother goes to full term, that she will accept this baby, that the baby will be bonded to her. Mm-hmm. There won't be any separation there, and that she'll keep the little boy.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for your love. Your love poured out in this situation.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Are you on our mailing list, Esther?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Wonderful. Bless your heart. Well, I appreciate your call.
Thank you. you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Let us know what happens.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
And we'll keep praying.
Okay.
All right. All right. Let's go to line three here. We got Fort Collins, Colorado. Hello, Raymond.
Hello.
Raymond, how are you?
Good. I was just, I wanted to call and thank you guys. I left a message yesterday. About four and a half years ago, I went to the penitentiary for armed robbery.
Okay.
I was bound up in about every kind of sin and filth you can think of. And the Lord really got a hold of my heart and, used that period of time to study the word and get strong and minister to men in there. And I really thought I had a firm grip on my faith and got out about a year and a half ago and began some small compromise in my life. The Lord was using me. I started speaking in churches and ministering to youth groups, but I pretty much had a spiritual blowout and started drinking and using drugs again. And
that's a quick way to go back to the slammer, isn't it?
Yeah, very
now,
quick.
Now, did somebody ask you to speak at churches so short out of prison? Not.
Yeah.
Oh, now see, that's wrong, Raymond. They need to put you under their tutelage, and they need to teach you, and you need to be there for maybe a year before you're asked to ever speak.
And,
wow.
And I recognize now that that was part of the problem as I rushed in at things.
Oh, yes. Oh,
but
yeah.
Yesterday, because I've been pulling out of this, I have a baby on the way. I'm really been back really hard into prayer and studying my word and fighting these things in the spiritual realm. And I just was praying yesterday at work for the Lord to, because I'm blessed to be able to listen to AM 670 all day long. So I just feed myself with the word as I work. And, I just prayed to the Lord, I need a word. I need.
Okay, I've got a word for you. See, the devil tried to take you out by, through the crime and the drugs and whatever you're doing before you went to prison. And you're blessed to get out in such a short period of time, by the way.
And I agree. The Lord was very merciful with me.
Right. Was it armed robbery?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you are blessed to be out on the street. But see, there's been a spirit of death and curses came down through your family that are trying to destroy you. So I'd like to pray today to bind and rip away that spirit of death that's still there trying to take you out. See, it's like the devil put a contract on your life. If you spend some time in prison, you understand what contracts are. When they put a contract on a guy's life, he's dead meat.
Uh-huh.
Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want to break that right now. Would that be okay with you?
Yes, that'd be... Please
see,
do.
it's like a demon hanging on your back. And
well, I tell you what, and every time I start, these past few days, I've been just really getting into prayer and fasting, and I've actually had some terrible, I don't know if they're dreams or what,
right,
but there are definitely no physical attacks from.
But see, what kind of drugs you get back into?
Oh, I not hallucinogenics or anything like that, and it's really, the drug use has faded away.
Yeah, I know, but what kind did you get into?
You name it, I did it.
I mean, since you got out of prison?
Oh, methamphetamines.
Okay. How about marijuana?
A little bit. It's been quite a while since.
Okay, but see, all that stuff, what it does is it numbs your will to fight, and then the devil moves in and whacks on you. So I'm glad you called today, man. Are you ready to get set free?
I'm ready. I've been ready.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very ready.
Now, let me tell you, this prayer is an answer to your prayer that you've been crying out to God. So you've been trying to do it on willpower, and that doesn't work.
All right. Amen.
But I'll tell you, when we take the devil out, see, he's put a major spirit on your life, a spirit of death that brings about suicide and murder and all this kind of stuff, and then pretty soon you fouled up big time. So I'm glad you called, man. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you believe this is going to work?
I believe it.
Okay. It is going to work. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I say that you're taking away the spirit of death, and the spirit of suicide, and the spirit of mockery and blasphemy that tries to keep Raymond out of the word. And Father God, today, in the name of Jesus, I say you're breaking all of the demonic spirits and strongholds and curses of the generations that come down through his family. And Father God, I know there's been suicides up the family tree. Now cut it off in the name of Jesus. Cut off that spirit of death. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I say that Raymond's going to be a wholesome contributor to his family, to the body of Christ, and to society. And I thank you, Lord, and I know that you've forgiven him for all the sins that he's committed. I know he's asked you, but now you've set him free today, and that spirit of death is there no more. And Father God, I say the spirit of life, that eternal life, is rising up strong in his life to discipline his mind, his emotions, and to renew the habit patterns. Amen. That's putting it to you pretty straight, man.
Now, you said you have a baby on the way. Are you married?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, all right.
Good. Wonderful.
And is your wife born again?
Yes, she is.
Oh, good. Now, you were in your message that you left, you said that Lisa's call had really blessed you.
I felt like it was the Lord speaking right to my heart.
Well, yeah, praise the Lord.
That's why I kept her on the line.
Yes, and Lisa has been just filling herself up with the Word of God. And it's good when you can listen during the day. But what I really challenge you to do, and I'm going to send you, I want you to leave your name and address. I'm going to send you a Word Power and also a set of tapes. But I want you to begin reading the Word every day.
Okay.
Every day as the head of a family, you've got to. You've really got to.
Do you have a CD player?
Yeah, I do. And we do that. Every night I call my wife. She's not with me right now. I'm going to bring her out here next month.
Where is she?
She's in Kansas.
Okay.
And I read the Word over her and we pray. Good. And that's what's been strengthening me. But I've still had some slips. And I'm done with that. I can't be a good father. I can't be a good husband.
That's right.
And I don't want to go back to prison. I want to serve Christ with all my heart.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to send you a pack of scripture cards called a Power Pack. And I want you to start speaking the Word, and that's the way you become strong.
That's how Lisa became strong.
Now,
yes.
I'm also going to send you a copy of this broadcast, and I want you to listen to your voice print when you first came on the line and when you're talking now. And see, the way I know this prayer worked is you've changed. Your voice print is different. You're a different man on the inside and on the outside.
Thank you.
See, and I think
Praise God.
In Matthew 12, it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. See, you've had a real change today, and I listen to voice prints. And I've done a lot of years of talk radio, and that's one of the giveaways. When somebody really changes, their voice changes.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think that's just fabulous. In fact, you'll find that in Matthew 12, 34, 35, 36. It says, a good man out of his good treasure brings forth what is good. The evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth what is evil. So you'll find that, you study that, and you'll find that very interesting. But as soon as we get to have a turnaround on the tapes, I'll get you one.
Okay, so leave your name and address with us, all right, Raymond?
Okay,
and
thank you very much.
We'll send you a packet.
Let me know how you're doing.
I will.
Okay.
God bless you guys.
God bless you.
Keep in touch.
Thank you.
Hold on. You remember the day, this was before you and I got married, but you were making a bank deposit for your store, and you heard me talking to this woman?
Yeah, I was married to my first husband, John, and we had a piano and organ store, and I went and made deposits about 10 miles away from where we had our piano store, and I was right, I remember the exact place in the road. I could probably take it to you today, and you were ministering.
Now, wait a minute. Don't say take it to me. You mean
take you to it. All right. I'm trying to talk really fast because I know there's only a few minutes left. Anyway, you were trying to minister to a lesbian who had a very deep throat, a deep voice. I'm sorry.
Very masculine.
Deep throat, but deep voice. And yes, and you prayed for her, and it was such a profound difference from the deep voice to the feminine voice. I almost crashed the car into the burrow pit. I mean, I actually stopped the car at the side of the road and listened for a few minutes because it was such a profound change.
Well, you know, I remember that phone call very well. I remember where it was from, down in Missouri.
Huh.
And I remember her voice print, but you know, the thing that really touched me is I said to her, would you like to be married? And that's kind of a giveaway, you know, if you're a hardcore lesbian, no, that's not for me, you know.
Yeah.
But she said, yes, I've thought about that. I would like to be that. But, you know, she needed a change. And she had such a wonderful, compelling voice after God healed her
delivered her. Delivered her, yes.
And see, he healed her and delivered her just like he just got through healing Raymond here.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, I'm going to tell you, the power of prayer is much greater than we've ever calculated. I mean, we can't even know when we're operating in Jesus' name how powerful that can be.
Mm-hmm.
And one reason we're on the air here, of course, is to push the Word, but to show you that you can change. You
yes.
don't have to stay down in the dumper all the time.
Well, and that woman didn't have hands laid on her. Now, I really like it when we can lay hands on people and actually pray for the person that we're praying for. Now, I really like to do that.
That's ideal.
Yes, that's ideal. But on the radio, this woman was delivered, and some people think you need to deliver a person by taking hours and hours of casting out demons. But what you did there with that prayer and what Holy Spirit did in her hundreds of miles away was absolutely the resurrection power of Jesus.
Amen.
And that's what we teach. Praise the Lord.
You know, sometimes when discouragement tries to creep in, I remember some of these fabulous phone calls the Lord's allowed me to be a part of over the years. And
thank you, Jesus.
And I just tell the devil, you get stuff and get out of here. Because this stuff works. I know it works.
Yeah, it does.
And I see it not work just for me and for you, but I see it work for our listeners. And a while ago, you talked about the time you got food poisoning. And I've never seen a spirit operate quite like that. But all of a sudden, we realized we weren't dealing with basically a spiritual or a physical problem, but it was spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
This thing moved around under your skin. And I remember back to a couple of times when I was in college and I had to take a psychology course. And we visited an institution for the insane. There were people in there with twisted faces. Your face was twisted, and I was really concerned, you know, and I took authority over that thing in our house, and I didn't care if the neighbors heard me or not. I was in the name of Jesus coming against that thing,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we broke the power of that spirit that was operating against your life.
Yes, I didn't
now,
look
at... Now, what is that worth to me as a husband?
Oh, much, and much to me. I didn't look in the mirrors for a week because it was.
Because your face was twisted and distorted.
But
I'll tell you, I was really concerned because I knew what I was looking at.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at the result of a demonic attack. But I was saying, this is my house, this is my wife, and devil, you're not going to get off with this. And I remembered, I got up in the middle of the bed, you were laying there, and I started screaming at the devil. They say, why, that's voodoo. No, it isn't voodoo. That's just doing what you know to do. When you've got the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, you don't stand there and take it.
Well, and when you've got a loved one who is sick or, you know, demonic, possessed by a demon, you're going to try to do as much as you can.
Wait a minute. You used a word there, not right word. You said possessed. You weren't possessed. You were oppressed.
No, but if we have listeners who have a loved one who is possessed of a demon, you don't want them in that condition for the rest of their life. So you're going to do everything in your power and the power that you know comes from Jesus Christ, and you're going to yell. Yes, you are. You're going to yell if you pray for them. Absolutely.
Say, oh, devil, would you please leave?
No.
You're going to get a big stick, and it, the name on that stick is Jesus, and you're going to go after it.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy